I have bad memories of Atlanta. I'm not going to lie about that. In 2017, I rode through Atlanta on a motorcycle alongside two friends. And that's kind of a weird way to say. What I mean by that is I didn't ride on a motorcycle with two friends. There were three of us, each on a separate bike, riding through Atlanta in 2017. Shockingly, there was really only one major traffic backup, which ended up being an RV that had lost a tire and added easily an extra hour to our commute for through Atlanta. But we had hoped to avoid the area, but if any of you can find a more direct and faster route from Savannah, Georgia to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, believe me, I'm all ears. In particular, though, Atlanta's international airport will always carry a twinge of negative connotation. On a previous air travel trip, Ashley and I rushed through Atlanta International, desperate to make our connection. A commercial pilot friend of mine had yawned, and this is exactly how commercial pilots talk. They yawn and they say, "This is your captain speaking. Always give yourself at least 1 hour to change terminals in Atlanta. Enjoy your gate change and have a great day." So always give yourself at least 1 hour to change terminals in Atlanta. On that particular flight, yeah, Ashley and I had less than 40 minutes. We ran. Actually, Ashley ran and I followed, completely entrusting her to follow the signs to the terminal train, exit the correct terminal, and race to our gate, literally as the door was being closed. On that trip, we just barely made it, and the gate employees scolded us. That was in 2017, and what the gate employees did not know, and what they could not know, is that the entire time Ashley and I were running, I was scrolling through my phone, making phone calls to people who needed to know that my mom was in the hospital in intensive care, recovering slowly, but was expected to wake up at any time. My three siblings were all there with her, and please, I told everybody that I talked to, I told every recipient of that hurried and rather macabre message, please feel free to reach out to my sisters or my brother for any updates, because very shortly, once we boarded the airplane, I would be unreachable except for email, and no one really communicates personally via email anymore. As Ashley and I ran on that particular change, I probably had the exact same conversation nearly a dozen times. Polite, unhurried greeting, truth bomb, condolences, followed by, well, we'll keep you posted. And an awkward hangup. Not that it's, you know, it's nobody's fault. I mean, who knows what to say in a situation like that? I mean, I sure don't. So shortly after that trip, I was in Atlanta again. I think it was a week later, I was again changing planes in Atlanta on my return home when my sisters both sent me the same message, please call ASAP. As it turned out, Mom never did wake up, and after 9 days in intensive care, she passed on. That was how 2017 started for me. So yeah, Atlanta really is not my friend. But you know, now all of that is behind me, but relevant nonetheless. Now, as Ashley and I would be changing planes in Atlanta under a completely different set of circumstances, on this journey, I awoke peacefully as we began our descent. I stretched, relishing the extra room in first class. Again, worth every penny. I had dozed the entire flight from Milwaukee and felt ready to tackle our next leg. Dirty snow and salted ice were already a distant memory. And once again, Ashley and I had to change planes in Atlanta International. But this time, our connection was stretched to a luxurious 45 minutes, plenty of time. As we descended into Atlanta's airspace, I leaned over and said, "Hey, babe, you feel like exploring downtown Atlanta at all in our free time?" To which she snorted. I glanced around the cabin, completely aware but not really caring about the spectacle I no doubt created whilst I dozed. Whenever I sleep in a sitting position, my head rolls around like the bouncing logo of a television monitor. My mouth hangs open, sometimes I drool, and sometimes I jerk awake so violently that I actually give myself whiplash. In fact, those are the stages of airplane snooze. Head bounce, slack jaw, drool, followed by whiplash. Yep. And as I stretched and woke up, my neck was definitely a bit sore, but at least my shirt was dry. I had completed the first two stages before awakening. As Ashley and I disembarked the plane, I stepped into the terminal with a surprised emotion. I felt totally relaxed. Ashley was right behind me. A quick check, and we proceeded to our next gate. I had planned to use this brief connection time to shoot a quick, last-minute message to Buddy, who is the young man managing the farm during our absence. This quick exchange would have included worst-case scenarios, like if a cow calves, treat her with, or if the heifer silo quits and it's below zero, do this, or be sure to plug in the skid loader and let it idle for 15 minutes, or don't forget to close the milk house windows. I mean, there are 1,000 minutiae that it takes to keep a farm running in adverse weather, and my mind was racing trying to think of what I needed to tell Buddy before we became unreachable. Ultimately, as we walked towards our next gate, I turned to Ashley and I just stated the obvious. I said, you know, there's really nothing I can do to help at this point anyway, and there's nothing that I can warn him about that he doesn't already know. And with that, I checked out from the farm. For the next week, Buddy would be totally on his own, but with the strong support of local help if need be. So rather than micromanage him, I actually relished the feeling of not caring what happens over the course of the next 10 days. Whatever happens in my absence, I'm going to deal with it when I return. Ashley and I reached our gate. We were by no means the last ones to board. You know, what a pleasant change from 2017. Immediately, the demeanor of the passengers changed. Everybody seemed relaxed. I heard laughter and even a few lighthearted jokes from within the cabin, which laughter, joking, those are rare commodities in airline travel. Flip-flops, short sleeves, and scuba dive apparel replaced the formal wear of Atlanta and the sweatpants and Uggs of Milwaukee. And you have to say it like that, Uggs, you have to say it. Uggs of Milwaukee. The captain broke in with an announcement of flight time to Bonaire, which is our destination on this particular flight, and cheers erupted from the back of the aircraft. I contemplated, you know, as I sat there, I thought exactly 1 week prior, I had spent 5 hours in feed silos with a pickaxe, chipping away frozen feed so that the mechanical unloaders would work. A few days before that, a tractor had died in my driveway because the fuel turned to jelly in record-setting cold stretch of weather. That's no joke. We hit 50 below zero in South Central Wisconsin. You ever experienced anything like that? You can feel your face. You can feel your skin freeze. 2 weeks before that, I had leveled a rifle at the head of one of my prized cows to put her out of her misery after she collapsed due to an untreatable toxic blood poisoning, which was the result of a minor infection that had ballooned out of control. And that's no joke either. I get the best of all worlds at my job. You know, during trials such as those, a trip to the Caribbean seemed absolutely unreal. It seemed a fantasy trip. Yet here we are. We are about to depart Atlanta, and I have a rum and coke in my hand. I can think of no better drink than a rum and coke to herald our departure. In my head, I smiled at the last conversation I had with Buddy. I told him, hey man, where we're going, I'm not going to have cell service, and I will have unreliable internet at best. Literally, there will be nothing I can do to help if you have issues on the farm. Do me a favor, though. If the barn burns down, or the farm washes away in a flood, or is destroyed by a tornado, or a hurricane, or snow monsters, just let me know, so I know not to come home. Okay, it's time again for you all to wake up as we wrap up our second podcast. For any of you who are dozing, there is definitely more to come. In the meantime, check us out on Facebook, Wegmiller Dairy Farm, as I mentioned before. We'll always have updates, more of a visual reference of what we're doing here. And be sure to follow us, Wegmiller Dairy Farm, on Facebook. Visit farmforthought.org. Be sure to enunciate that as carefully as you can. Check out our farm stay, The Dairy, on Airbnb as this develops. It'll become more and more relevant. And as always, stay tuned right here for a never-ending supply of BS, which in this case, of course, stands for Brown Swiss. I am Dan Wegmiller, and this is Farm for Thought. Thank you.